Welcome back to Bite-Sized Breakthroughs, where we explore the cutting edge of technology. Today, we're diving into the world of 3D deep learning with a fascinating paper that promises to revolutionize how we work with large-scale, sparse 3D data. Joining me is Dr. Paige Turner, a leading expert in this field, and Professor Wid Spectrum, who will provide us with some broader context on the implications of this research. Paige, can you introduce us to the paper and its main focus?
Thanks, Alex. This paper, titled KVDB, a deep learning framework for sparse, large-scale, and high-performance spatial intelligence, introduces a groundbreaking solution for the challenges of working with 3D data in deep learning. Imagine you want to train a model on a massive 3D point cloud, like a whole city scan, or a detailed simulation of fluid dynamics. Traditional deep learning frameworks struggle with the sheer volume and sparsity of such datasets. The authors propose VDB, a framework specifically designed to handle these challenges.
So, sparsity is key here. Can you elaborate on what that means in the context of 3D data, Paige?
Sure, Alex. Think of a 3D point cloud. You're not storing information for every single voxel. Think of a tiny 3D cube in a grid. Instead, you only store data for the points where there's actually something interesting, like a point on an object's surface. That's what makes the data sparse. This is common in many 3D applications, from point clouds to simulations, where you have a lot of empty space.
That's a great explanation. So, Prof. Spectrum, before we delve into the specifics of VDB, can you provide some context on the existing challenges in handling such sparse 3D data in deep learning?
Well, Alex, the issue is twofold. First, memory. Imagine trying to store a dense 3D grid representing a city scan. It would be huge. Sparse data structures help with this by only storing the important points, but even then, working with these structures efficiently is difficult. Second, there's the problem of operations. Existing deep learning frameworks, primarily designed for dense data like images, haven't been optimized for these sparse 3D structures. Performing operations like convolution or ray tracing becomes computationally expensive and slow.
That sets the stage nicely. Paige, what are the key innovations in VDB that address these challenges?
At the heart of Stray VDB lies a novel data structure called IndexGrid. This structure separates the topological information, how the data is organized, from the actual data values themselves. Imagine having a map of a city that only shows the streets, and then separate lists of details about each building on those streets. IndexGrid works similarly for 3D data, letting you store data efficiently while maintaining the spatial relationships.
That sounds clever. So instead of storing everything in one big bulky structure, you have a compact map and separate lists of data? That must make a big difference in memory usage.
Absolutely, Alex. This is crucial for handling large data sets. The authors also introduce several GPU-accelerated operators built specifically for working with index grids. These operators handle tasks like convolution, ray tracing, and sampling. And they're not just any operators. They're optimized for speed and efficiency, especially when dealing with sparse data.
That's impressive. Prof. Spectrum, how does this approach compare to existing frameworks that try to handle sparse 3D data?
Well, Alex, many frameworks rely on hash tables, which are like dictionaries for 3D coordinates. While efficient for basic operations, they lack the spatial coherence that makes ray tracing or sampling difficult. Some use octrees, which are hierarchical data structures like trees, but they can be computationally expensive for accessing data, especially at high resolutions. VDB's index grid, combined with its specialized operators, offers a significant improvement in terms of both efficiency and versatility. It essentially creates a tailored framework that's optimized for the specific challenges of working with large-scale, sparse 3D data.
So, Paige, let's dive deeper into the methodology. Can you break down the IndexGrid structure for our listeners?
Of course, Alex. IndexGrid is built on top of a data structure called VDB, which stands for Volume Database. VDB is a hierarchical tree structure, and it's been used extensively in computer graphics and simulations for storing and accessing sparse data. However, the authors of this paper reimagined the VDB structure to be more suitable for deep learning on the GPU. IndexGrid separates the topological information about the data's sparsity into a tree, and the actual data values are stored separately as sidecars. This allows for more efficient memory usage and makes it easier to handle different data types.
That's a key point. So instead of intertwining the data and the topology, they're effectively decoupled. This sounds very efficient in terms of memory usage, especially for large data sets.
Exactly, Alex. This separation is what allows GraVDB to handle much larger data sets than existing frameworks. The authors also introduce several techniques for efficient index grid construction on the GPU, which is crucial for tasks like dynamically changing the sparsity patterns in the data.
That's quite a feat. And you mentioned specialized operators. Let's focus on convolution, a fundamental operation in deep learning. How does VVDB handle sparse convolution?
Here's where things get really interesting. Traditional convolution on sparse data involves lots of wasted computation because you're essentially applying a kernel, a filter, across empty space. The authors introduce a novel approach to sparse convolution that takes advantage of the spatial locality of IndexGrid. They've designed several different convolution kernels optimized for different sparsity patterns. For example, they have a kernel for low-depth convolutions, where the data is sparse, but the feature dimensions are relatively small. Then they have another kernel for high local occupancy, where the data is dense in specific regions, and a third kernel for highly sparse data with high feature dimensions. They've managed to tailor these kernels to achieve optimal performance in different scenarios.
That's incredibly insightful. So they're not just using one generic sparse convolution approach. Instead, they have a toolkit of specialized kernels that adapt to the specific characteristics of the data. That's impressive. Professor Spectrum, how would this approach impact the development of deep learning models for different 3D applications?
It's a game changer, Alex. Imagine the possibilities for tasks like 3D scene understanding, object recognition, and even robotics, where you need to work with massive point clouds or detailed simulations. By enabling efficient and scalable operations on sparse 3D data, NeuroVDB opens up a whole new world of possibilities for 3D deep learning. It could lead to more realistic and accurate 3D models, better understanding of complex 3D environments, and even more advanced robotic systems.
That's a fantastic vision. Paige, let's dive into the experimental results. What did the authors find in their benchmarks?
The results are quite impressive, Alex. They conducted micro benchmarks comparing VVDB's performance against existing frameworks in various tasks like index grid construction, ray marching, and convolution. In all these benchmarks, EVDB consistently outperformed the other frameworks in terms of both speed and memory efficiency. They also ran macro benchmarks using a generative model called XCube, which showed that DataVDB significantly improved the training speed and overall performance of the model. Additionally, they showcased the use of VVDB in real-world applications, like large-scale surface reconstruction, 3D generative modeling, and even neural radiance field rendering. The results demonstrate the practical utility of VVDB and its potential to push the boundaries of 3D deep learning.
Wow! So the framework not only looks good on paper, but it's also delivering real-world results, which is incredibly important. Professor Spectrum, any thoughts on the implications of these experimental results?
The results are truly significant, Alex. They show that VDB can handle large-scale sparse 3D datasets with unprecedented efficiency. This opens up new doors for research and development in 3D deep learning. We could see more complex and accurate 3D models, more realistic simulations, and even more sophisticated applications in fields like robotics and autonomous driving. The potential for real-world impact is truly exciting.
Indeed. Paige, any limitations or challenges that the authors acknowledge?
The authors mention a few limitations, Alex. They note that TVDB's performance might not be optimal for extremely sparse datasets, where there are very few active voxels. They also mention that their current implementation focuses on GPU acceleration, and adapting the framework for other platforms might require further work. However, they're also actively working on extending the framework with more operators and improving its performance for various sparsity patterns.
It's always a good sign when researchers acknowledge limitations and lay out their plans for future development. Professor Spectrum, what are some of the potential future directions for this research?
I think the authors are on the right track, Alex. Expanding the framework with more operators, like those for particle blob to grid conversion, would significantly broaden its applicability. Developing a high-level library of neural network architectures specifically tailored for 3D tasks would also make VDB even more accessible and user-friendly. And of course, exploring more dynamic approaches for kernel selection based on local sparsity patterns could further push the boundaries of performance.
Those are all exciting areas for future exploration. Let's wrap up our discussion, Paige. What are the main takeaways from this paper?
This paper presents a groundbreaking framework for handling large-scale, sparse 3D data in deep learning. The index grid structure and the optimized operators are crucial innovations that significantly improve memory efficiency and performance. The experimental results demonstrate the framework's effectiveness in various tasks and its potential to revolutionize 3D deep learning. The future of 3D deep learning looks bright, with HEVVDB as a powerful tool for researchers and developers.
Excellent summary, Paige. It's clear that this research has the potential to revolutionize how we work with 3D data in deep learning, opening doors to new possibilities in computer vision, robotics, graphics, and many other fields. Thanks to both of you for this fascinating and insightful discussion. Until next time, keep exploring the bite-sized breakthroughs that are shaping our world.